KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report.
And I feel like over here is the living room. Over there is the kitchen.
Temperatures plummeted and winds whipped the landscape into a white wasteland Thursday, but warmth emanated from the Jarvie Britt home in Cohasset. The house was largely empty, a bed frame in one room, a lamp and a rug in another, but the colorful Christmas tree in the corner and the gifts underneath reflected the wonder that filled the space. Misty Jarvie, Reese Britt, and their daughters Adeline and Clarity were one of four families chosen for a home by Itasca County Habitat for Humanity this year. It was the little things that they marveled over at their home dedication, just a week before Christmas. The light and shower door in the bathroom. The gem shape of the hardware.
Oh my gosh! Ooh.
That's a bunch of cake!
Check out your cake.
That is a bunch of cake!
Two cakes, stashed in the fridge to share with everyone who gathered to celebrate. Nearly 30 people came, despite the bad weather.
Typically, we do just one cake, but and don't usually have people like having to line the back hallway in order to be able to fit in to see, you know, to hear the comments and so forth.
Habitat Family Support Manager Amanda McDonald says it's a testament to how special Misty and Reese are.
You don't meet people every day that you think about even after hours, after you're done with work. They're like a family that are my family now that I want to stay connected with for years to come.
A special family gets a special house. Their home is Itasca County Habitat's first net zero build. McDonald says there's a perception in the community that people are, quote, working the system. She says that's not Misty and Reese.
They are ones that are working as hard as they can to improve their future and for themselves as well as their kids.
Standing in front of the Christmas tree with her family, facing the crowded room, Misty's mouth was open in disbelief. Soon it was pinched with emotion.
I had no idea we'd have this much support in our community or even this much hands to even help us. We really thought it honestly was gonna be no one besides us.
As part of the Habitat process, families put in sweat equity, helping to build their home and the homes of other Habitat families. But volunteers are needed to make the workload lighter. Connie Daigle says groups that came to help Misty and Reese expanded their family.
You have your Walmart family, you have your neighbors, you have your church families, you have your Habitat family, you have your school family, the Cohasset teachers came and helped. You're loved by a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
Daigle is a longtime member of Habitat's Family Selection Committee. She's also a substitute teacher. She's subbed for Adeline's class each of the last 5 years.
The bigger surprise came last January when we came to your home to do a visit. And you said, girls, there are people here to visit with us. Come on out. And you go, Adeline, this is Daigle. And I go, I didn't know you were here. Just, I didn't know you were coming either. And that was not why you got the house. There were many other reasons, but it shouldn't hurt.
Adeline, Clarity, do you want to say anything?
Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Executive Director Jamie Majelsness says the family's journey started almost a year ago when Misty wrote a prayer.
She wrote that prayer not for anything extravagant, but for the simple, vital need of a safe, healthy home where her family could find stability and a sense of belonging. In January 2025, this family was chosen for this project. We saw the beginning of the answer to that prayer. It has been clear to all of us that God had a hand in this from the very start.
Before Daigle presented the family with the keys to their house, the family's pastor led everyone in a group blessing.
So as a symbol of cooperative goodwill, work, and sharing,
we dedicate this house.
That this home may be a place of love and respect,
we dedicate this house.
As a place where this family may grow, play, and learn,
we dedicate this house.
That this house may serve as a place for rest, shelter, and laughter.
That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.